Hello, and welcome to the media ministry of Living Word Church in Roberts, Illinois. Today, Pastor Douglas Lee shares truth from the Word of God that will inspire and motivate you. We pray that as you listen to this message, your ears will be open to hear and your heart to receive all that God has for you. Join us now as we journey together through God's Word.
Well, good morning. So happy that you're in the body of Christ today in the house of the Lord. We have a really exciting service for you. You don't have to sit the whole time and listen to me. Oh, okay. Well, I feel better now. That's good. But it's not about me. This morning, we have four different people. I'm one of them, but we have four different people that are going to speak to you this morning. We've been talking a lot about the truth, God's truth in this world, and what it means to know truth, to find out God's will, and to follow through with it, right? We've been talking about callings and plans. So this morning, we are going to highlight four different areas of our church. Something Pastor has said from long ago until today, and he continues to say it, is that when you serve, the blessing's poured out. There is blessing in your serving. When you choose to find a area of ministry and when you choose to serve in it and give of your time, your talents, and your treasures, God says, I will pour out blessing into your life because you are bringing my kingdom, my will be done on earth. And when you come into church and whether you're back with the babies, right, which sometimes is a lot of fun, right, you go through the old pictures. How many of you like looking through old pictures? And we were doing it this morning. Oh, look at the cheeks, right? And they got the round little, I had chubby babies. I think chunky babies are the cutest babies. I really do, because they're just roly-poly and you just want to pinch their cheeks and they're just so cute and adorable, right? They're just great. Until about 2 o'clock in the morning when you have that explosive diaper that has managed to work its way all the way back up, you know. Aiden and Brock went to babysit for someone else, and they have a baby in diapers. This is the first time they're stepping out of babysitting their brothers, right? So they're babysitting someone with diapers. And I was giving these, you know, great stories that dads should pass along to their children. And they were like, it does what? And I'm like, all the way up the back, in the hair, everywhere. That was you. Right? Just love those stories. They're great. They're great. But although babies can be cute, sometimes they're work. And the people that serve in our nursery ministry are phenomenal. Their patience and their love for these kids, they are great. They really are. Same with our preschool ministry and our children's ministry. But this morning, we're going to focus on four different areas. It's not necessarily nursery, but four different areas of the church and places that you can plug in. Places that you can set your hand to something and you can see God's blessing come into your life because you choose to serve. We were sitting in a staff meeting a few weeks ago and we were discussing today's service and we were talking about the ins and outs. And Lucinda has this, I love the way she sees things at times. It's so awesome. She had this beautiful visual. And she said, you know, as a church, we really do three things. We really come together, right? And it's upward focused. And we're really focusing on putting the Lord first. How many of you know here at Living Word Church, we come to minister to the Lord first. That is our priority when walking into this building. It's not about us. It's not about what I came to get. It's about ministering to Him first. I am here to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I am here to give Him honor and glory, everything that is due His name. And that is the first and highest priority in my life. The second thing we do is we not only reach up, we reach in, right? Today is a potluck day. I love potlucks. They really are good, right? So what you actually do, this is the Pastor Paul's secrets to a successful potluck, is you wait till about half the people have gone through and you find the crock pot that's almost empty, right? Because then if half the people have gone through, that's the one that's almost empty. It must be good. Now, the theory hasn't always worked out, but for the most part, I'm just kidding. We have so much good food that comes in on our potluck days. There's so much food to eat. It shows the prosperity in everyone's life when they come together and we have a meal together, right? Because when you're sitting around the table as a family, there's fellowship that happens and there's memories that happen. And there's bonding that happens. And that is us reaching in. We are a body and a family. Right? There's a reason why mom and dad say we're having family dinner at the table and we're all sitting around and mom asks the same question every time. What was the best part of your day? Mom asked that. It's a way to get conversation going. Everybody lists off the best part of their day. Dad's sitting over there secretly hoping that the little two boys say, best part of my day is when Dad came home, you know? Because they say that a lot. Maybe because I tell them to, but that's besides the point. It was a good part of the day. I love coming home and seeing my kids. But when you get around the table and when you spend time together, it's phenomenal, right? So we're reaching in. And the last thing we do is we reach out. We love on our neighbors. We love on the community. We did our day here in Roberts where we had the car cruise in, which was a huge success. We reached out to the community because that's what Jesus does. He reached out to the hurting and the lost, and he said, there is a better way. There is blessing here for you, and it is for everyone. We reach up and worship him. We reach in, and we minister to each other, and we reach out, and we change the hurting world, right? That's what we do as a church. So today, some aspects of what we're talking about might do more reaching up than reaching in or reaching out. Some might do more reaching out than the others. But all aspects have those three things incorporated in what they do, okay? All aspects have that. But since we reach up first, our first up today is our worship pastors. This would be Josh and Rihanna Hopkins. You can come on up here. I am proud to say that they are a product of your faith. They're a product of your giving. You sowed into this church, and they came out of this church, were sent to Bible school, which was part of your giving, right? And were educated and sent back to us and are following through with the calling God has on their life, and we're extremely proud of them. But Mr. Josh, Miss Rihanna.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Yeah. Amen. Well, welcome, everybody. It's good to see you guys here today. As Pastor Paul said, I'm Josh, and this is my lovely, beautiful wife, Rihanna. We are the worship pastors here. I've been going on for about just over a year, right? Yeah, just over a year. We just wanted to take the time to talk about worship ministry here at Living Word Church. We want to go through just three really quick points. I've only got like 10 minutes, so I can't really, you know, if I get to preaching, just hold me back, all right? Just hold me back. So first of all, we want to talk about what worship ministry is at Living Word Church. These are practical things, some spiritual. Also, we want to talk about where it's going at Living Word Church and how you can be a part. So our goal is to stir up your faith, is for you to get yourself to listen on the inside. Do I play a part in this area of ministry? Is there a piece that I'm to bring to this area of ministry? So first and foremost, what worship ministry is at Living Word, it is a multifaceted group. It consists of a lot of parts. You know, we've got one, like I have one body, but man, I've got hands, fingers, toes, legs. I've got all these parts that help me do what I do. It's the same with worship here. You know, we have the band, which you see on stage, the wonderful band, the sound, the vocals, and the projection. All of these are areas that we want to encourage you. Maybe there's a part that you play in it. And all of these areas work together to accomplish the production that you see. Production's kind of a bad word. I don't mean it like that. But it helps produce what you see on a Sunday morning. So as Pastor Paul was saying, our intention always is to minister to the Lord first. We want to make Jesus known. We want to lift his name high. Guys, Jesus is our hero. He is our king. He's done so much for us. How could we not pour out and pour back to him? But what the worship ministry is here is it's also an outlet for musically gifted people to learn how to use their gifts for the Lord. You know, how awesome is it for, especially with children, how awesome is it for children to grow up learning how to use those gifts for Jesus? To give back those gifts that Jesus gave. And instead of maybe learning how to play other types of music, maybe they learn how to give back. Amen? Amen. All right. And as Pastor Paul said, this is primarily an upreach ministry. You know, he was talking about upreach, inreach, and outreach. We're an upwards ministry. You know, we are all about, like I said, lifting the name of Jesus high. That is our goal. But as always, we want to minister to the Lord first. And we want to lead people into the presence of the Lord. That is another goal of ours is for when the congregation, when you come to church, we want to be able to create an atmosphere alongside with the help and the moving of the Holy Spirit to where you come, you know, you've had a work week, maybe a crazy week, you can put off kind of what's been going on and focus on the King, focus on the Lord, focus on Jesus. So that's what we want to do. And we also want to create an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to minister. You know, we believe strongly at this church that there is always something that the Holy Spirit not only wants to say, but also wants to do. Sometimes I think, you know, and we just want to accomplish what he wants to say and do. We don't want one without the other, right? So we want to create that atmosphere. And that is a wonderful pressure and responsibility on our part to make sure that we're prayed up, make sure that we're seeking the Lord about what songs to sing, maybe what order it's to be in, because we want to do everything in our power to create this environment. So again, just going back, we want to minister to the Lord first with the worship team. We want to lead people into his presence, and we want to create an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to minister. Amen?
Amen. Amen. That's really good. So I get to share with you where the worship ministry is going at Living Word Church. Sorry, just going to adjust. So as total, a more general statement of where we feel like the Holy Spirit is directing us and leading us to go is just generally to be more Spirit-led. And what that means is that the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead, but he's also the third person leading and directing this team. I'm over the vocals, Josh is over the band, but the Holy Spirit is right alongside us. And instead of us making all the calls in the worship set of what songs we want to sing and what direction we want to go, we want to move in the direction to give the Holy Spirit more room and just the availabilities to speak to us as a team of what needs to happen next in any given service. So that might look like a new song coming forth. It might look like, you know, and that would be a song that we don't practice ahead of time, that we don't even know the words to, but the Holy Spirit is speaking to us on the inside, and the song comes up from our spirit and out of our spirit. And that would be a song with new words. And as we begin to sing and step out and obey, a new song is birthed and brought forth. And we want that to happen. We believe that is going to happen more and more in our worship services. And that's just one example of how we want to be more Spirit-led in our worship services. And going right along with that, open worship is a time where that's going to come into place more and more. For those of you who don't know, open worship is the last Wednesday of every month, and it's a time where our youth group, instead of having their own service across the street, they join us here in the sanctuary, and we come together. It's a normal service in the sense of there's a word being spoken, and then there's worship at the end. And it's just a sweet time to enter into his presence. There's a greater expectancy on those services. But that is going to be a time where it's going to be a training ground to learn and grow and move in worshiping in spirit and in truth and learning how to put into practice those things that we've learned of being more Spirit-led. So I highly encourage you to come out to those nights, come out and be a part, be expecting, and if you want to play a part, because on those nights we have the youth join us sometimes up on stage, or we'll have younger kids join us with an instrument. If that's something that you're wanting to be a part of and wanting to do, come and approach either one of us. But going right along with that, the third thing, the direction we want to continue in and move in as a worship team is to continue to train up the younger generation. We believe that it's just like track runners. Can you hold up? Thank you. Just as a track relay team runs their race and passes the baton off one runner to the next, we believe that we're called to pass the baton of worship to the next generation so that they can continue to run and go farther than we've gone and carry worship on and fulfill all that God has called them to do. And an example of this is Josh and I's personal life. You know, Josh grew up here in Living Word Church and played guitar and led worship across the street at youth. And as I started coming to this church, I was brought on the worship team and was trained up and developed my gift. And through the years, we've been under amazing worship leaders, especially at our time in Oklahoma at Rhema Bible Training College. And we were trained up in our gifts. Our gifts were developed. Our gifts could thrive and grow, and we want to do the same thing for the younger generation so that they can continue and step out and fulfill all that God has called them to do.
And going alongside with that, before I get into the third part, you know, we talk about the younger generation, but if you don't consider yourself the younger generation, we'll just say it nicely. if you don't consider yourself part of the younger generation, that doesn't mean you can't be involved. You know, we have all ages involved from, you know, and that's something we want to do as well. So when you become a part of any area of worship or any area of ministry, you know, it's pulling, it's stretching. You know, it might be a little bit uncomfortable, but that's good. That's what we want. So I want to speak to all of you who do have musical gifts, who do have talent, not just, you know, not just natural ability, but also a desire to worship. Be pulled, be stretched, be ready for some of that, because that's good. That's growth. So how can you be a part of worship ministry at Living Word Church? First and foremost, we're always looking to add more musicians. And we've had debate about, well, not Rihanna and I, but we've had debate about it, you know, especially at our time in Oklahoma. A musician is a singer or an instrumentalist. So I'm not just talking about to people who play a guitar or play an instrument. So we're always looking to add more musicians. If you think, oh, well, I see piano players up there, I see guitar players, don't worry about it. If you play guitar, you play piano or anything, you know, even a non-orthodox worship instrument, approach us. You know, the worst thing we can say is, well, let's give it a shot. Let's see what happens. You know, let's try it if it's the right fit. We're also looking to expand the sound and projection departments. Guys, those are the unsung heroes of a Sunday morning, man. They are, yes, come on. Yes, they are like the linemen of the football team, you know. Everyone knows the running back's last name, but they don't know the linemen, you know what I mean? But they play such a key role in helping us accomplish what we're to accomplish today. If we don't have a sound department, how are you getting... We don't want to do that, you know. If we don't have a projection department, how are you going to see what words that we're singing if you don't necessarily know the song? So we're always looking to expand those areas as well. If you're interested, please approach us on that. But praise and worship ministry at Living Word Church, it requires one of the highest levels of commitment. I mean, it is a come early and stay late type of ministry. You know, there's an expectation for those on the worship team to come early, get here, get set up, and get ready to go, and maybe even stay late, maybe miss out on food, maybe miss out on something like that at the end of service because we're ministering. And you know what? It is an absolute, absolute pleasure to do that, to maybe miss out on a meal, to maybe have to wake up a little bit earlier than what you used to have to wake up. That is a joy because, like Pastor Paul was saying, when we are plugged in an area of ministry where God has called us to be, that's the important thing, where we're called to be, it sets us up for the rest of the week. It sets us up for the rest of our lives for blessing to be in his perfect will. And how many of you guys want to be in the perfect will of God? I mean, yeah, every hand. That's good. But we ask, just on a natural note, we ask that you not only have a desire, but you do have natural talent and availability. We want to make sure that this is the proper environment for you to grow. When Rihanna and I were talking about this, I thought of monkeys and trees and birds and fish and ponds. So go with me here. If we have a group of monkeys on a Sunday morning and their ministry is to climb to the top of the tree every Sunday, and you have a group of fish and their ministry is to swim across the pond every Sunday, I wouldn't dare ask a fish to try and climb the tree, right? Be flopping around on the floor and it wouldn't fit. It wouldn't be a proper environment for it to grow. So we want to make sure that if you're a monkey, you're going to be climbing trees. Or if you're a fish, you're going to be swimming across the pond. Does that make sense, though? It's a good word picture. So that's what we just want to make sure. And also, I want to talk to those who maybe don't have a desire to be on the worship team. You still play a part in worship in every service, in every meeting that you're at. You still pull. You still worship the Lord. You still play a part in corporate worship. Every single one of you has a piece to bring when it comes to worship. Man, when we lift the name of Jesus high, it just does amazing, amazing things. Especially, you know, we were singing, you know, let our King be lifted up. You can just tell when people enter into worship, it changes the atmosphere. It changes things. It sets things into right order, and that's what we want to do. But you still also enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So if someone is interested in this, we don't want to take up too much time. We're almost out here. If someone's interested in joining, if you have questions, you know, we're not pushing signups or anything. If you have questions, just want to know a little bit more about times, expectancy, things like that, just approach us. You can feel free to, we'll be out in the hall after service. You can talk to us. If you miss us, reach out on Facebook. We'll see you Wednesday, something, anything like that. So we want to make sure that anyone who is interested gets talked to. Amen? Amen. All right, well, Corbin is next. He's going to come up here, and he's going to be talking about young adults ministry. And he's an awesome man of God, so here we go.
Thank you much. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, like Josh said,
We are kicking off a new young adult. We are calling it Fusion. And so the first thing I want to start off with is I was brought to Matthew 28:19. And in the New Living Translation, it says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." So a lot of the times we use that there for baptisms because you're baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But I want to focus on the first part there. It says, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations." I don't know if you know, but Matthew and Mark are similar. And Mark says, "Go and teach and preach to all disciples, make disciples of all nations." So as you teach, you are imparting and you're bringing up disciples in that arena. And then those disciples go, and then they make more disciples, and then they make more disciples. And then you have a small group, and then that small group goes into a church. So the one thing that, as you step back, at least I have, you step back and look, and this church is, it's thriving in the nursery, in the children's area. And then you move over here, and you look, and oh, man, the youth is growing. It's growing in great quantities. And then you look over here, and there's small groups popping up everywhere. Here and there, there's a leadership group. There's different small groups without the church arena. And then there's different things for other people, like there's a men's breakfast. But you look and there's a gap between youth and the bridging into the adults. So that's why this group is starting. This group is bridging from high school seniors, and it's incorporating college students, college age students, and younger adults. So you say, well, what's so special about this group? Well, this group is, like I said, it's incorporating all these things, but the different aspect to it is it's not another, quote, Bible study. It's going to be an incorporating a more fun arena, because the piece that is missing is the fellowship that connects the high school seniors to the college age kids. They go, oh, man, he's in college. So what are you doing to, how are you doing to make this here work? Or what are you doing, how are you making, what are you doing to get by? And it connects the high school seniors to go, oh, this is what I got to do in order to get through college. And then you get the college kids looking to the younger adults going, how in the world are you doing that? Two kids, you're working, have to work three jobs. How are you doing that? And the young adults are able to help build the college students. So it's not another, quote, Bible study. It's more of a fellowship time. It's more to do these kind of things. And through this fellowship time, we're going to be having different activities, you could say, to do this. So with that being said, our kickoff event for this is going to be September 29th from 5 to 9. So anybody in here, high school, college? Where are my high schoolers? College. Man, you guys are quiet. There we go, that's better. So like Josh said, the worship aspect is upreach. This one, I'm inreaching to say, like, my brother right there, that row right there of high school / college students. So I'm in reaching to them because I know them. But then we get like the high school seniors there. They're going to go, hey, after football practice, come on, come with me. Let's go to this event we're having. Or maybe in the middle of the month say, oh, man, we're not doing it. Hey, you know what? I know this the Fusion thing over there. They're having some type of an event. Fusion, what's that? And it opens up a door. And that is what we are to do. And right there, going back to the verse, therefore, and go and make disciples of all nations. It's funny, you look up the word nations, and that's every, it's different, a different people group, a different tribe. Not saying that the high schoolers are a different tribe or anything, but just saying. So you say, well, what kind of activities are you thinking here? Because, I mean, I'm right here. I don't know if you're coming to my standard. So at this event on September 29th, we're going to have food is provided. So just come on out. You ain't got to spend a dime except for coming out. So you got to have gas to get there. So there's food, fellowship, and then our activity for the month is we're going to have a townwide scavenger hunt. So we're going to go to the different places around town just to give you a little sneak preview. And we're going to say, okay, you've got this here. We want, say we have five groups going out. We want you to get a gift card. Or not gift cards. There's no gift cards in Roberts. Woo! But say we want you to go to this resident to get this object to get this many point value. And then obviously the person with points wins. So a little competition there to spread out. But
So that's the inreach. You guys are doing the outreach as well. But then also the other part of the outreach is maybe we have somebody with a piece of minute or a piece of like a thank you card. And then say part of the scavenger hunt is you have to go to this resident's house, obviously pre-approved, this resident's house, get this thank you card. And then this thank you card goes to somebody who goes, wow, that church cares for me. That church cared for this opportunity, this group. So you're saying, well, I don't know about this. I don't know. This just doesn't seem my speed. What's going to hurt to try? You never know until you take that step. Simple as that. So with that all being said, I want to just invite anybody out. I mean, you guys know. I mean, and maybe there's some other people in here going, well, hey, I know this guy down the road, and he's giving by himself. He's in that age group that you're talking about. I mean, our, quote, cap, because this is a young adults thing, is about 35. So anybody older than that, I'm sorry. We got to put a cap on there sooner or later. I'm sorry. That there gives you the door of opportunity to start your own thing. But anyways, thank you, Jesus. You say, well, I know this guy. He's a single guy. He's living in an apartment down the street here from me. Maybe, what's it going to hurt to ask? And say, hey, I know you may be in college and you may have these, you know some people. Here's an invitation. Go out and try it. And it opens up the door. Because as this group is going to go on, there's going to be more and more people involved. More and more people. And as we go here, you can look, and there's different key staff people, or pastors, you could say, that are in charge of the church here. They go, oh, hey, I have these five different people here that are reaching out to this here. And then I have this pastor going to these different five people. That's the same way this group's going to be too. Because as it grows, no one man can handle this a group. So then we would be relying on the people coming to go, hey, I've got these people here with these questions. What do I do? And it not only challenges the group, the main group leader, but then it challenges the person who's in charge, or not in charge, but around those people. So then it builds everybody up. Because what's the ministry of Jesus? Building people up. So with that, I just wanted to put this out there. Fusion, it's a new youth event. Kickoff, September 29th. And it's targeting people, like the college to high stage people. So with that, that's about all I have. So I have the lovely honor to introduce Miss Donna Daniels, who is passionate, very passionate about outreach ministry, and I know that she has a lot to share. So, Miss Donna, here you go.
Thank you very much. Love you too. Well, community outreach is one of the most basic ministries here at the church. It's loving people in ways that bring. Sounded like okay. Loving people in ways that bring glory to God. Last year we did this through the monthly outreach meals, the food pantry, Christmas baskets, and caroling, and then most recently the car cruise. All of these show the heart of Living Word Church, loving people and serving them as we serve Jesus. This taking this from the humanitarian realm and going, touching not only the body, but the soul and the spirit of people. It takes a creative aspect, and that's what we need. We need more people who can see through the eyes of their Holy Spirit to find and locate around the community where there are need, where there are needs, and how our church can meet those needs. We want to do a Thanksgiving meal this year. And it's for anybody in the community who doesn't already have a place to go. We'll pick them up if they need transportation. We'll serve them, and we're going to love on them. And then at Christmas time, we want to do a blessings tree, which is similar to the Christmas angel tree. But we're trying to find ways to locate people that aren't already served in other programs. We want this to be fresh. We want people who will, we want to serve other people. We'll need people in our community area to monitor the trees, collecting the gifts as they come in, and then they'll help prepare the gifts for give out. Distribution will be here at the church. where we'll invite all the families back here for a cookie reception and fellowship with us. This will be just another way that we can touch the lives of people rather than just meet the needs of people. Later in the spring, we'll do a Blessed to Be a Blessings outreach. This is going to be a great one because it's honoring people who serve the community, policemen, firemen, EMTs, anybody who serves the community, who serves the community in an organization. Lost where I was. These people work tirelessly, and they rarely, if ever, get a thanks from anybody. So we want to create a loved-on, honoring banquet for them and their families, because it's all of them that sacrifice their home life for others. Then we want to do we're calling it a prayer hotline, and it's going to target recent high school graduates. These guys are, whether they're going to the military or to the workplace or on to college, they are in a very vulnerable spot, and we recognize that here, and we want to make sure that they know that their lifeline should lead them right back here to the church. So we want to let them know that we're praying for them, let them know that we miss them, and that we care. And we'll simply do that by sending them cards and letters and goodie bags. This will be a great way for some of you who have physical limitations that maybe keep you from being involved in some of the other events, because you can do this from your home. And then after that, probably the most other basic one is our outreach meals that we have here. We've got to find ways to do those better. It used to be you could read any newspaper and find people's names, being admitted to the hospital, they're being released from the hospital, but that's not the case anymore. So we have to find ways to locate the people and get the needs met. All this said, the bottom line is that we should all be inviting people to our weekly services here as part of our own personal ministries. But as a church, we can't be as focused on just bringing people in the doors as we are about being about our Father's business. That's what Jesus did. And if we could do that well, if we can do all these events really well, then they're going to come to us when they have need to know him. It's growing relationships by loving people. It's what Pastor Doug has been teaching us for months. It's what we've been praying about. And now it's what we're asking each one of you to get involved with. We need you to catch this vision. All of the ministries that we've spoken here today tell about the different arms of ministry here at the church. But community outreach gives you the place to be the very feet of Jesus. Faith is serving a vision other than your own. So if you know what ministries, which one of these events you would like to be involved in, or if you want to be involved in all of them, I'll be out in the hallway afterwards. I just need your name, your contact information, and where you would like to plug in with us. If you don't today, then please call Val this week, because we want to get started putting God's vision for Living Word. We want to get started in the action. Thank you.
I'm good. Hallelujah. I love Miss Donna. She's so awesome. I remember as a kid, and I've said this many times, I have an affinity to chocolate brownies with chocolate chips and chocolate fudge and just pretty much as much chocolate as you can put into a small pastry as possible. And that actually came from my grandmother. I remember a lot of times, anytime going to grandma's house, there was chocolate on the counter at all times. That's just how grandma rolled. You go to grandma's house, you're going to get chocolate. Grandpa used to make homemade fudge, right? And there is something about the grandmotherly vision, I don't know how else to describe it, is you realize there's so much that can be done with good things. right? You take these little gifts. My grandmother won my heart through my stomach, right? Which most guys are that way. I'm not the only one. Don't look at me like that, right? But I knew, I felt the love of my grandmother from the things that she did like that, right? From the chocolate on the counter to the little things that she would say. She was always encouraging. She would have those things. You know, outreach ministries that way, you're showing up with something in your hand. You're showing up saying, we just want to love on you. We want to show you the love of Christ. We want to show you that this is a good thing, that God is what God that gives gifts. He's the one that has something for you, right? And all of these aspects of ministry, and I am one flesh and married to someone in the age range, so I'm still going. Thank you very much. One flesh, younger age. Got it. Loophole. Hallelujah. But I love the fact that we have so many things going on in our church that you can serve in. So many areas that you can plug in, and you'll get something different from each area. I mean, I was on worship team for a long time, and they are right. Do you know that worship team is the single largest time commitment of most areas you can serve in the church? Because they practice on Monday nights, right? Because it takes practice to sound as polished as we do on a Sunday morning, and they sound really good, right? And it takes time. I have ran projection before, and there is nothing like getting the words up there just a little bit too late, and about seven people turn around to look back there. Who's putting those words up there, and why aren't they up there in time, you know? I've done that, and you're back there going, sorry, right? Or even running the camera for our Facebook ministry for the people that are not here and the reaching out component of saying we want to share what we have here at our church with everybody in the world. It takes a lot when you're running that camera because pastor likes to go back and forth. And the more anointed and more preaching he gets, the more he moves. And you're back there on camera going, I can't take my eye off for 1 second, you know, because you're watching pastor's every move because you want to take this amazing gift and share it with the world. There's a lot of requirement that comes with worship ministry. There's a lot. There's a lot that comes when you say, I'm going to reach out to a generation that is being bombarded by colleges that don't want them to know anything, that want them to think a certain way, that want them to only do this, that say when you don't agree with them, well, then you're closed-minded, right? But if you agree with them, then you're open-minded. I'm still not sure how that works, but they really want to indoctrinate this age group and really change this age group. And it's something that we should be going after the same. We do all the way from young up. Why have this gap? And it was great. Recognize this gap of people that need to learn this huge transition that happens from senior in high school to when you're young, married with kids, and all of the stuff that happens in that age range, and realizing that I didn't know how to be a dad until I watched other people. I learned, right? I learned from not only church family. I learned a lot of stuff from church family as well as from my mom. I tell stories about my mom and all the things she did to teach us. But I learned just as much on things from my mom as I learned from our pastors in California. They taught us about parenting, right? I learned from people in this church that have sown into our life. I learned more about tithing and giving from Jim Lee than I did from most people, right? Because he taught principles of finances and things. I've learned about loving people from so many people here in the church. And I love the fact that they've taken the time to pour into our life. That's what family's all about. That's what getting together in this age group says, that we care about this age group and we want to pour into your life at an age where you're having to make a lot of decisions. And then we can't get so focused on us that we forget to think about everyone else around us. Do you realize that sometimes when we have events here at the church, there's more people sitting here in the church than live in the town of Roberts? That happens. And we care about this community. God said, put the church in Roberts. Yes. Amen. He didn't say, put the church in Roberts and then forget about Roberts. Right. There's a reason he has us here. We should be thinking about our immediate community and all the other communities that are around us. We should be reaching out to them and loving on them. We should be giving back to the community that has lovingly embraced us. That's important, to reach out and to say, you know, God loves you and I'm going to show you through these amazing brownies. Because I know I feel God's love through brownies. I'm just kidding. You too. Morris said he's with me. All right. But there are so many areas to do that in. We have an entire thriving adult ministry here. Did you know that there are small groups in every community that's around here? There is a place for you to say, okay, I might be just a hair over 35, and I want a place to go, right? And feel like I can hang out even though I might be 36. Just kidding. We have small groups all over the communities. We have a group up in Bourbonnais. I don't remember the last time I was in Bourbonnais. That's a long ways up there, all the way up by Kankakee. We used to go up there and play football, and that was about it. We have a small group all the way up in Bourbonnais for the people that said, we live up in this area, but God's calling us to go to Living Word Church. And then there's a group of people that get together, and they have a great time. We have a small group all the way over in Forest. And that's probably one of our longest-running small groups. And that's hosted at a home where when you talk about spread, man, they know how to eat in Forest. Apparently, that is what's going on in Forest, is in massive amounts of food. Amen. Forest knows how to eat. We started a new small group in Fairbury for ladies, the ladies' Bible study going on over there. If you want to know about that, come talk to us. We have a small group that reaches into a community or an apartment complex in Gibson City. We have small groups all over the place. There's places for you to go and to get the family input that you're looking for. See, when I go to these small groups, I'm ministering to other people. I'm receiving from the Lord, and other people are loving on us, right? If I never went to Grandma's house, I didn't get the chocolate. If I never go to the small group, I'm not going to get the good stuff waiting for me that's there. I got to go to get the good stuff, right? Then a while back, we decided, George came to me. Love George. Not here today, but George came to me and said, we need men's breakfast. Let's go have coffee together. Let's go have coffee. Men are that way. Let's just go get coffee, right? We're going to sit and talk. And we go get coffee. And a couple guys turned in a few more guys, and George is thinking, well, we should do a men's breakfast. And I remember men's breakfast. See, when I was a kid, they had a men's breakfast. But my dad had rules to men's breakfast because we used to meet at the Hen House in Farmer City. Not even there anymore. It used to be a Hen House in Farmer City. And we go to the Hen House, and there was a little room in the front, and there were men in the church. And my dad's rule was, until you're 18, you can't speak unless spoken to. Which I was totally okay with, because I got to go have breakfast at a restaurant with my dad. You know, and that was just like, rarely happens, you know. You go out, and dad said you can order any of the breakfast things on the menu, you know, and you just sit and listen. I learned so much by just sitting and listening. The wisdom that came from the men that were at the table there. I learned what it means to be a man. What sacrifices are required when you're leading a family. What it means to have several jobs and to have a good work ethic. These are things that were instilled in me in a monthly men's breakfast meeting. I learned that there are times when life starts to get hard and you need other men in your life to help prop you up, to be able to call on when there's something going on. I learned these things. And when George said, we need to do a men's breakfast, what a flood of memories that came back in. And I said, okay. So we started doing men's breakfast once a month. We rotate. We realize there's a lot of towns around here. A lot of people live in different areas. Last month, we were at the Pilot up in Denny's. Or the Denny's and the Pilot in Gilman. I said that backwards. And we had a great time. Men that all got together and we shared stories. We were talking about things that were going on. We ordered breakfast. You know, it was great. It was great. And it was a really good time. And it's this bonding that happens, right? And we don't have necessarily a long message, but every time we come, what it really does is people bring in something that they need. Well, I need prayer for this. Well, let's all pray together. Well, I've got this going on in my life. Well, we're gonna pray for that. And it says that there are men that can come in and say, this is what's going on in my life, and everybody else rallies around them and gets things done and makes change, right? So recently we were discussing at a leadership meeting on a Sunday night, we were discussing all the different areas of ministry, and we kind of broke out into different areas, and we broke out into adult ministry, small groups is where this all falls in. And there was a couple ladies that chimed in and says, well, the men have the men's breakfast. Do we get a women's fellowship? So I said, I'm not a woman. I'm not leading a woman's fellowship. It's not my calling, right? But there was a couple women that said, we want to step up and maybe do something like this. But then my wife looked at me and said, do we have to go to breakfast every month? That's just not what women do. Men, we could just pick a different restaurant, go grab a cup of coffee, and we're happy as a clam, right? You feed a man. Okay, so we've gone through that already. But she was like, what if I want to get my nails done, or if I want to do a little shopping, or, you know, and have fellowship with the ladies, and they're going and getting coffee somewhere and walking around and shopping for hours, and us men are going, have fun. Right? I like shopping, probably more than most men, but not at the extent of some ladies. I've heard stories of ladies in the church that are shopping pros. that can man hours upon hours of shopping. There's some clapping going on over here. Hours of shopping. But the women are saying, you know, we want to get together to do the same thing, because what happens? When the ladies get together, it's the same thing. They're saying, I want to lift you up and I want to pray for you, right? And it's in all different areas of life. Someone might be saying, well, I'm a grandmother and my grandson is stepping out into the military. And boy, that's hard as a grandmother to see my grandson do this. And they're like, well, we're going to pray and stand with you, and we're going to agree and pray. Right? They get together and they bond because we're family. It could be a young mother that says, I just want to get a babysitter and not be home with the child that I'm with 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right? Because I love my kids. But she's like, I just want a break, right? And dad says, I got it, because we have good men in this church. Dad says, I got it, honey. Kids are mine. Go out and spend time with the ladies. Right, men? Yeah. There's your chance. You better step up and do it now before she asks. You'll get more brownie points. Which seem to expire every night at midnight. I haven't figured that one out yet. But for that day, you are gold. You're gold. But the ladies are going to start developing something, and it's still in its infant stages. If you're interested in jumping in and volunteering with that, it's something that's just kind of being developed. There's several women that are going to run with it. It's going to be a lot of fun. But it's a fellowship. See, we have a ladies' Bible study, right? We're going to get together and study the Word, and that's awesome. This one's a ladies' fellowship, where it's just a time to get together, have fun, and laugh. Laughter doeth good like a medicine. Right? And fixes a lot of things. They're going to get together, they're going to laugh, they're going to have a great time, and they're going to just, you know, spend time doing things that are interesting to them. It's going to travel into different locations, sort of like the men's group does, because we have ladies all over. They'll go up to Kankakee and do stuff, and Bloomington and Champaign and all over, and they'll kind of say, this is where we're going to be, grab your lady friends and come. Right? Because it's an easy way to not only reach in and minister to each other, but reach out and minister to other ladies around you that are already going through things, and bring them in and say, look, there is a group of people that care about what's going on in your life. And we have some answers through the Word of God that will change your whole family. And that's what we're called to do as a church. That's what God's calling us to do. Every single aspect of this church has a calling and a purpose. A calling and a, you might think, but they're just making coffee, right? We have our little cafe out there, but they're just making coffee, right? How is that an area of ministry? Well, how many of you are thankful for coffee? Amen. I am very thankful for coffee, right? A little bit of coffee and a whole lot of Jesus, and your day goes a lot better. Amen. But I could tell you right now that as they're in there making coffee, that there is a small group that is formed in the coffee shop where there's kids that come in into college age or even younger down into high school that come into the coffee shop, and they're getting a bonding fellowship experience that happens while they're serving. While they're serving, because blessing comes in the serving, gives them an area of ministry to serve in and be ministered to. Because they might come in and there's someone else in the coffee shop going, you're looking a little sleepy today. What happened last night? And they get to share and minister. That's how it works. Every area of ministry, from changing diapers to making coffee to serving the meal that you're about to partake in today, it all has a purpose, and it all lines up with the will of God for this place. And when you choose to step in and say, I'm going to serve in this area of ministry, right? An area that you're passionate about, an area that you have a gifting in, right? An area that you're supposed to be in, that you are designed for, right? I love it that you're not a fish trying to climb a tree. And I won't try to make the same moves Josh did because, you know, I'm over 35. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We pray that today you were challenged to move closer to God and encouraged with the depth of His love for you. If you would like to know more or hear additional messages, please call us at 217-395-2231. You can also write to us at Living Word Church, P.O. Box 158, Roberts, Illinois 60962, or visit our website at gotolwc.org. And as always, we would love to have you join us on Sundays at 10 a.m. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and give you peace.